Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DBJN Dr. Bernard Johnson Network right here on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here to welcome each and every one of you to the program tonight. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 9 million listeners, and to God be the praise. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Brazil, Russia, Spain, China, India, Vietnam, Japan, Russia, oh my Lord, Israel, Jerusalem, Lebanon, Pakistan, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen to lead the world into a whole brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Dr. Julie Hagan. You're doing a tremendous job, and I thank you for blessing us so many times by introducing us in such a wonderful way. Thank you. I want to just say to you and ask you a question, first of all. When's the last time you read the 150th Psalms? When's the last time you read it? Psalms 150. It closes with, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Let me say this to you. If you want to really, really, really be blessed, you ought to learn to give God praise when you don't want anything. I said, learn to give God praise when you don't want anything. See, praise catches God's attention. Every time you say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, it helps to release your blessings because God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise will get you out of everything that the devil tried to get you in and get you out of any situation that the devil got you in. And praise will reverse curses on your life. I don't care what warlock, what witch tried to curse you. I dare you to get to praise him. See, praise will drive every evil spirit away from you because they can't stand to hear you praise God. Let me prove it to you. You know the historicity of the devil himself. He was in heaven and how he was trying to take over heaven. You look in Revelation, I believe, the 12th chapter and the 14th chapter. You'll see it. Trying to take over heaven. What was he trying to do up there? He was trying to stop the praise. It got next to him every time they began to praise God and they weren't praising him. He'd tell them, listen, you ought to praise me. I got that beautiful voice. I'm beautiful. You need to praise me. He was jealous of God because of the praise mainly. They were celebrating God. And the angel... the angels got released by God to go and fight Satan. And Gabriel led the way. They kicked him out of heaven. He led it down here on earth. And the Bible says over there, I believe in the 7th chapter, woe be to the inhabitants of the earth. And I keep trying to prove this point to you that if the devil was trying to stop praise in heaven, what do you think he's trying to do down here? He's trying to stop praise. If you get folks talking about, oh, you don't need to thank God 1,000 times, it's not God. there are only two voices that can speak to you. I don't care how old they are, how young they are. God's not going to tell you, oh, you don't need to praise me like that. He inhabits the praises of his people. That's where he gets his joy, even up to another level. Because people are praising him, it makes him happy. Yeah. Did you know praise will reverse curses on your life? Yeah. It will drive sickness out of your body. I dare you to get the can't help us and just keep on praising. Oh, thank you, thank you. Let it go on and see how long sickness will stay in there. Yeah. See how long the devil will try to torment you. Because, see, he can't stand you praising God like that. It makes him lose his power. Makes him look like he ain't nothing. He's nothing. And you get to praising God, and the whole world get to praising God. The enemy will want to stop it. You ought to hear him saying, "Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!" And you just saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you." He's screaming, "Stop it!" In the spirit realm, I heard the devil tell it. I heard the devil telling his demons, "Leave that crazy man alone. Leave him alone," because he was losing so many demons. In his camp, they were jumping ship. They were getting the spirit of praise in them, and they were praising God. I can prove it to you. Every knee shall bow. There it is, right there. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeah, even those above the earth in heaven, those on the earth, and here it comes, and beneath the earth. Every knee shall go is going to bow and praise the Lord and say he's Lord. See, and what's happening here, he told him to leave me alone because I was through the auspices of the Holy Ghost and praising him. I was causing too many of his demons to start praising Jesus. Oh, my God. They go, the Bible can't be a lie. Every knee shall bow above the earth, on the earth, and beneath those are demons. They're going to praise. Praise the Lord. So, devil, get ready for it. Even your demons going to praise God. They're going to give him his glory. They're going to jump ship. They're going to start praising him. Amen. See, praise is so fervent. Praise will open doors that have been closed in your face. Let somebody close them in your face and you living for the Lord, living right, and just start praising God for that person. Just praise God. Something will happen. Some doors that have been closed will turn around and open up for you. Yeah. Some of y'all ought to tell the devil, "Devil, my praise is going to burn you up. You better get out of here tonight because I'm going to give him all I got. I'm going to praise him." And our platform on this blog line is to thank God at least 1,000 times. Amen. I don't care who you are. A whole lot of praise is better than a little. Because, see, a little praise will take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. You get to can't help it, and before you know it, God will stop what you're doing. He will stop what he's doing, when you do a sacrifice that is so wonderful unto him and so noticeable unto the Lord, he'll stop what he's doing and come down and see what you want. He did it for Solomon. Solomon gave him a praise that the world couldn't stop. The world had to hear it everywhere. How did he do it? He built God a house. That was a praise unto God. Nobody had ever done it. But Solomon did it. And God stopped what he was doing and came down, looked, and said, "Solomon, what you want? What do you want? This praise that you've done unto me is so ultra awesome. What do you want, boy?" Solomon said, "I just want wisdom for my people, for your people, to help them, Lord." And he said, "Not only wisdom, but I'm going to give you wealth." Amen. What about you, Bernard Johnson? What are you doing? God is using me to do something that the world has never done before. Well, as you know it, let's examine it. How old are you? Have you ever in your life heard of any people giving God so many praises, billions of praises going up every night, thousands by you and others? Have you in your whole life, have you ever heard of it? I've been telling you that this is a new awakening. Open up your eyes. Let the cataracts fall off. You'll see it. It's a new awakening. It's something different that's never been done in history. In 1740s, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening. He was a religious move. But now we have this spiritual shift. What is it? It's a shift from the give me, give me, give me. For ages, for centuries, for eras, they've been approaching God with the give me, give me, give me, Lord. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. Give me this. Give me that. Now, the Lord put on my heart through a 1,000-day fast that I went on. God brought this to me. Thank him 1,000 times. And the people across the world are thanking him 1,000 times. Over 2 billion praises, if not 10 billion a night, but at least over 2 billion praises going up a night. Well, what are you trying to do, brag? Well, if I brag on anybody, I brag on Jesus. But I'd be foolish not to know what God is doing now. Come on, come on. You got to know what the Lord is doing. And I know the Lord is doing this thing. Where we're giving him billions of praises a night. What are we doing this line? Individually, I'm asking you to thank him 1,000 times. All in Africa, India, Asia, Russia, Afghanistan, Malaysia, all in Seoul, Korea, everywhere. You hear my voice. I'm challenging you to thank God 1,000 times tonight. And as we come together, we're going to give him several billion praises, several billion praises. Every time we get a million people to thank him 1,000 times, that's a billion praises. And this blog is going to over 90 million. Don't you think we're getting at least a couple of them? I say way more than that. Way more than that, yeah. And we're sending up billions of praises a night. All glory be to God. Amen. He's doing it. And we just embrace it in the name of Jesus. Let me get you to make your request known unto the Lord. And you can ask and it shall be given. And you can seek and you'll find. And you can knock and the door will be opened unto you. You have not because you ask not. So I'm going to give you a little music in just a minute here. And what I'm asking you to do is make your request known unto the Lord and let the Lord use you. Amen. As you make your request known, then I come back and pray. Here's the format. I come back and pray. And after I pray, oh, we start thanking the Lord 1,000 times. Oh, thank you. While you thank him 1,000 times, we're going to thank him in advance for healing you, for healing COPD, for healing asthma, for healing heart trouble, healing back trouble. For healing all kind of trouble. Yeah, we're going to thank you. All right, God bless you. Why don't you make your request known unto the Lord. Amen. And then after that, we'll come back and pray. Here's some music for you. God bless you. Make it known now.
God, I need you, Lord. I need you to touch me. I need you just to bless God. I need you to intercede, God, right now. In my job, God. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, intercede with my children, intercede with my husband. Oh, God, make me, God, more prayerful in the name of Jesus, to read your word more, God. Help me, oh, God, my mind, oh, God. Oh, my depression, God. Help me, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to do better in your eyesight, oh, God. I need your help, Jesus. I need your help, Lord. I need you, Jesus. Do it for me right now. Right now, please, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Father, thank you for every person on the line tonight. for the glory of God being revealed, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Been so good, been so kind, been so wonderful. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the moving of the Holy Ghost. On the people everywhere. Grant all his requests. In the name of Jesus. Made unto you. We come to thank you for them in advance. That's my faith, Lord, their faith. We're looking up to you, Lord. The faith right now would touch and deliver and heal and bring forth miracles for these great people. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
My husband has been shot 8 times. He's in the hospital. And I need you to come as quick as you can. I dropped dead to the hospital. When I got there, he had tubes all in his nose, needles in his arm, almost on life support. And I joined hands with that wife and the family and prayed. We believed God for a miracle. I left the hospital, went back home, called the hospital again and again. On the third day, when I went back to the hospital, she was sitting up, singing, praising. He came to church 2 Sundays later and walked down the aisle and got the mic and said, when they start shooting, I jumped out of the car because I instantly wanted to get away. And somebody said, we got the wrong man. He said, if I hadn't had my hand in the hand of Jesus, I wouldn't have made it. I'm just wondering, is there anybody in this house here who can testify that you had your hand and you have your hand now in the hand of the Master? God told me to get some witnesses here tonight. If you know that you couldn't have made it without the Lord, I want to ask you to be bold. Get up out of your seat and go tell 3 people, I made it.
So true. We couldn't have made it without the Lord. Oh, my God. Let's start thanking the Lord. Amen. Somebody's got some distraction on the line. Please don't scratch against the phone or do things around the phone that sounds like you're scratching. Mute your phone so you can hear everything. You won't disturb anybody. Just press *6. All right? Let's start thanking the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Lord,
bless
Lord, 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 Lord.
God bless you.